Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me by phone now, Dr. Don Johnson, Executive Director of Lutheran Indian Ministries. Good morning, Dr. Johnson.
Good morning, Andy.
It's good to have you with us again. It's been a little while since we've had a chance to chat and hear what's going on with Lutheran Indian Ministries. For our listeners who may not have caught some of our conversations before, just give us an idea of what is Lutheran Indian Ministries?
Well, Lutheran Indian Ministries is a Christian ministry that takes place among Native Americans and Native Hawaiians, Alaska Natives as well, in areas of the most remote areas of the country. Usually people we minister to experience a lot of poverty in their families, and there's been a brokenness history in their family history as well. So our ministry is proclamation of the gospel, evangelization, and also we do whatever we can to bring a healing ministry to people.
Very good, very good. And so tell us about the past year with Lutheran Indian Ministries, some of the things that have happened in the past year.
Well, most recently, of course, we began a campaign to build a leadership training center in Lawrence, Kansas, adjacent Haskell Indian Nations University. We invited Laborers for Christ to be part of what we're doing, and they began to lay the foundation. And the weather came, and it kind of hindered things. It took a little time to get some materials to the project, but right now we're raising the beams to support the building that's being constructed, and we've got a complement of Laborers for Christ people helping us with that. Go ahead.
Well, tell us more about the university and why you chose that university for campus ministry.
Well, Haskell's Indian Nations University is a federally funded school for Native Americans. It was founded way back in 1884 as a place to bring Native kids and take them out of their family, their tribal groups, and then to, quote, civilize them into the American culture. It didn't work very well. Children were actually kept from going home. Some of the kids contracted diseases while they were there. They died and were buried right on the campus. There's actually a burial ground. But over the years, it matured into something far different, and today it's a four-year university that trains Native Americans in government leadership, in nursing and teaching and things like that. So it has become a primary place for about 1,000 Native students from all over the United States. What we do is we have developed a wonderful campus ministry with Will and Patricia Main, who have embraced these young people and have brought them into what we had at the time was a little house that was adjacent to campus. And it just the number of students kept growing, and we just outgrew it. So we realized we have to do something different. So we launched a campaign to build this facility, which has over time evolved into not only a place for students to come and receive counseling and care and receive Bible study and prayer and things like that, to now becoming a center for leadership training once we get it completed. We're now in phase one. We've laid the foundation. We're building the framework. We'll be putting the drywall up. We'll be putting the building will be a wonderful place for students to come. And then we have an expanded plan for the building to grow even larger than that. But we'll do a multiple things as we reach out to the Native community once we build the center.
That's outstanding. Glad to hear that's really starting to take off. And before the building, were you able to do much on campus?
Oh, only because Will and Patricia have been very good at building relationships. Mm-hmm. Both of them have a real gift for showing interest in other people and loving the young people that are students that are there. And then building relationships in which they can then share the gospel. And we've had young people coming to faith as a result.
Wow. Well, glad to hear that that work is going well and that God's work is being done there. Other places, other things that have been going on with Lutheran Indian Ministries in the past year?
Well, a couple of years ago, we were able to reignite a ministry in Navajo, New Mexico, which was part of the Rocky Mountain District, that had not had a pastor for about 8 years. In fact, there was just one lady who was still attending church. I mean, she would just go there and have a Bible study with two or three other people. And it was almost totally dead, but we got permission from the Colorado Rocky Mountain District to bring in a guy named Tim Norton. And Tim was a missionary in Africa, Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod missionary in Africa. and is now currently studying to become ordained through Concordia Irvine. But during this time, he's also served this small Navajo community church, and he has a gift for languages. So he's quickly picked up the Navajo language. He's built relationships, and he has built a relationship with a guy named Tim Yazzie, a 40-year-old man who has declared his interest in going into some kind of ministry with us. So he's been recruited, and this congregation is growing. I believe they're going to have 3 or 4 baptisms on Easter Sunday morning.
Wow.
And, what was almost completely gone, almost completely dead, has come back alive. We also have a man through our ministry in Alaska. Dave Sternbeck has engaged a man named Rick McCafferty, who has an incredible story of growing up in a very difficult circumstance with a stepfather, and he was abused and used and beat, and he's tried to protect his sisters and just grew up with a horrible bad experience. But Jesus has transformed his life, and now he is connected with Zion Lutheran in Anchorage through our connections. And we hope to get him in a program through the EIT program, the Institute for Immigrant EIT program out of St. Louis, mm-hmm. to get him trained to become an ordained pastor. And he's very anxious to do that. So we just keep getting new people interested in our vision for ministry, which is to equip and train Native people to reach out to their own. And I think I mentioned maybe at the last time I was with you that we had engaged a ministry now in Hawaii. Hawaiian Native man has determined that the vision we have for ministry really fits the Native community. And so he has begun taking training also through the Concordia Irvine, California, to become an ordained LCMS pastor as well. And he's already now engaged in that educational program and is starting to do work in Hawaii. So we're broadening our outreach, and so too our vision for ministry is attracting more and more indigenous people to our work.
What is important in reaching Native people, the Native Americans, Native Hawaiians, Native Alaskans? What is important for us to understand in reaching Native people?
Well, I think it's a fairly simple truth, and it's modeled by Jesus with the choosing of the disciples. We have to understand that the Holy Spirit can raise up anybody. He's capable of doing reaching into the most broken of people, and then helping them to discover their talents that God has already equipped them with, and help. Then our goal then is to help those people to grow in their abilities. So it's believing that God, first of all, is able to do it, and secondly, believing that God has equipped people already to do things, and especially people from broken cultures. If you're working with a broken culture, an indigenous culture, people who have had some trauma in their lives, in their past history, you almost have to reach out to them with their own. So we often talk about Native-led, Native-fed, and Native-bred. That is, from the top of our organization, which is me, I'm a Native American. I was born on a reservation. I lived some difficulty in my life, followed me through my early life. But God raised me out of that. And in the process, he taught me that you have to train your own people, and they can do it. And I will work in their lives. So that's really the key to what we do. And it's that combination of believing that God can do it and that the people that he has created are gifted with the skills and abilities that he can strengthen them to carry out ministry to their own is the key to everything we do.
Hmm. So it getting to know indigenous people, getting to know and understand the culture, the community that they're raised in is certainly important. And as you said, raising up people within those communities, within those groups, to continue to minister to them. Yeah, that's important.
Exactly. You have to, it really is important, and that's the key, as I said before. I mean, when Jesus raised up the 12 disciples, they probably weren't the people you and I would have picked. But they were from the common people. They were ordinary individuals. They were people who probably didn't believe in themselves. But once Jesus got into their lives and began to give them a vision for something greater, and then began to help them develop their skills and talents, they changed the world.
Indeed. Indeed. Where are, we've talked about some of the places that that Lutheran Indian Ministries is making a difference of, at the campus, at the Haskell campus, and Hawaii, Alaska, other places where LIM is working?
Northern Minnesota. we have a ministry in associate ministries in Montana. We're trying to develop a relationship with a congregation in St. Charles, Missouri, who does work on a reservation in South Dakota. In order to support them in their work, we are doing ministry in Washington State as well as Alaska. So we have connected ministries with associates in Wyoming that are kind of new, and as well we hope in North Dakota as well. And so we continue to expand our area of outreach, mostly in the West and now to the Southwest. And then, of course, to Alaska. We also have, and this is not current yet, but we're starting to re-engage our boat ministry, which is in southeast Alaska, but we are still in the early planning processes for that.
Oh, boat ministry?
Well, we have a boat called the MV Christian that has been out of service for several years now, but we have had a difficulty finding the right type of person to operate the boat, and it had been with our ministry for well over 20 years, and it would go to many of the isolated villages. It's a pretty large vessel that can sleep up to 20 people, and so it's been mostly out of service. So we're just trying to re-engage that.
Wow. We are talking with Dr. Don Johnson, Executive Director of Lutheran Indian Ministries. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue learning more about the work that LIM is doing. Stick around for more His Time right after this break, right here on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO.
Worldwide KFUO is the most trusted place for sacred music of the church every night. Weeknights after evening prayer, you can hear sacred music on KFUO in St. Louis, streaming online at kfuo.org. Our online stream is in high-quality stereo, so you can hear the difference wherever you listen, on your computer or Wi-Fi radio, and on your smartphone. We're Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news for 90 years.
Reverend Dr. Matthew C. Harrison of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod recently said these words regarding the importance of the work of Concordia Historical Institute.
When you forget your past, you forget the gospel. You become locked into your own little part of time. As you study the past and know the past and know what happened in the past, you see God at work. And you see Christ.
Discover your Lutheran history at ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org.
Hey, Pastor Craig D'Onofrio here. I want to thank you, my Drive Time friends, for all of the wonderful things that you've been saying about Reformation Rush Hour. It's a pleasure to spend your evening commute with you. If you haven't been listening, you've been missing some fantastic topics, guests, and lighthearted fun. So please be one of my Drive Time friends. Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. Central on Worldwide KFUO, 850 a.m. in St. Louis, kfuo.org worldwide.
Are you one of the 1.32 billion Facebook users? More importantly, do you follow Worldwide KFUO on Facebook? When you follow KFUO, you'll learn about upcoming programs and guests. You'll see pictures of the studio and live KFUO events. Go to Facebook.com/KFUO Radio and click the like button. Then share us with your friends and follow along throughout the day. Liking KFUO Radio on Facebook will help you share the faith with your friends and keeps you up to date on what's going on at Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today we're talking with Don Johnson, Executive Director of Lutheran Indian Ministries. Don, before we went to break, we got to hear a little bit about hear about some of the examples, some of the places where Lutheran Indian Ministries is doing God's work and bringing the good news of Jesus to people that perhaps haven't heard that good news of Jesus before, and seeing some great things happen in those communities. Any other places that Lutheran Indian Ministries is working, other reservations or places where we see Lutheran Indian Ministries working and growing, or where there is a need that we have yet to go?
Well, we think our vision for ministry is constantly expanding. And with the building of the Leadership Training Center in Lawrence, Kansas, we feel we're going to be able to develop a discipleship training program that will enable us, when we're working with so many students from the Indian University there, to be able to train them, equip them, send them back to their communities across the United States. So we're working on that plan right now. So one of the outreach plans with that leadership training is, how do you evangelize Native American communities across the country? So that's one of the things we're trying to do. The Alaska ministry, just out of Fairbanks, Alaska, where Dave Sternbeck is, touches upwards of 30 to 35 communities. And we have need of volunteers to go in, and this year, for whatever reasons, and we have a need for more volunteers to go to Alaska. So if anybody listening to me today is interested in a mission trip or to join another team, we do have opportunities for that to occur. And for anybody that, with that interest, if they just go to our website, LutheranIndianMinistries.org, and look for the part where it talks about volunteer ministry, we would be able to perhaps work a plan for them to be up in Alaska this year serving us, with us. So part of what we do is reach out to from a central area to many other communities in Alaska with volunteers who oftentimes do work projects, or they teach vacation Bible school, or they do both. So that's another way of reaching out to a larger number of people.
That was my next question. What are the types of things they might do on a mission trip serving in Alaska?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're going to Alaska, one of the things we do is people arrange to fly into Fairbanks, and they spend a day with Dave Sternbeck, Pastor Dave Sternbeck, and his wife Rosemary. And what they do is they orient them about where they're going. In other words, here's the village you're going to, here's the people you're going to meet, and here's the things to be cautious about or careful about, and here's the things that you will have as an opportunity to do. When I say cautious and careful, when you go to Alaska, it's permanent daylight in the summer, and so you have a lot of, 24-hour daylight. You have to be careful of certain things in the wilds when you're out there, so we caution everybody about how to carry out their lives while they're there. Everybody goes on those experiences, come back with wonderful stories and great relationships with the communities that they serve. So we'll walk people back out of that experience. Once they arrive back, they're debriefed, and there'll be a time of Bible study and the like. But we build good relationships, and we've had many repeating teams. So if anybody's interested, again, LutheranIndianMinistries.org is a place to go.
Very good. So we can find out more about volunteering there on LutheranIndianMinistries.org. Other things that we could find on the website that might be helpful?
Well, we have a number of resources. We're getting better in the social media part. So we're doing, we had a staff meeting in January, and I baptized a little child. We have another couple that is just entering the ministry with us, Bob and Dion Prue. And they're going to be going to Wisconsin with the Oneida people and with a congregation near Green Bay, Wisconsin, that will be hosting them, and the pastor will be mentoring Bob and training him and giving him some experience and vision for mission. But Bob is a Sioux Indian, and once he's through with his training program, we hope to place him in some kind of ministry somewhere in one of our ministry areas. So that is another ministry just happening, and so we're excited about that.
All of the different people groups that we've talked about before, so many different backgrounds. I'm sure you deal with a lot of different languages as well. How do you deal with working with different languages?
Well, some of our people speak two languages. They live in two worlds. Rick and Linda Martin are people who serve with us in a part of the country that the native language is important, and Linda can speak her native language. When we have Tim, the fellow who's working in Navajo, New Mexico, Tim Norton, he's gifted in the Navajo language, and the Navajo Nation, which is comprised of many, many thousands of people, have managed to preserve their language. So if you can speak their language, even though they're bilingual, they really prefer it. So we have places and we have individuals who can speak their language, but for the most part, most of the places where we serve, English is still a predominant language, so English speakers are able to communicate.
Well, very good. And we talked about volunteering. What are other ways that we can support Lutheran Indian Ministries?
Well, obviously, no ministry is able to survive without financial support, and we've been blessed through the years with so many really, really good donors who have stayed with us and have been so much a part of who we are. So any kinds of gifts enable us to do what we do in all of the places we serve. It's a huge challenge, for example, for us to be building this leadership training center. It will have so much benefit to so many people across the nation. But it costs money to build that. It's not cheap, and so it's something we could use support for is simply the building project. But certainly the support of individual ministries and ministry mission focuses in different parts of the country, we really do have that need. Then, of course, there's the prayer. How can you be involved in God's work without having an undergirding of prayer from people? And we're always grateful when people tell us, well, I've been praying for you or I've been praying for your ministry. And when we talk about some of the things that have happened in our ministry, some of the stories of people coming to faith that you wouldn't think would come to faith, and it's because God is at work, and we give him the glory for what he's doing. And underneath, behind all of that, is the people who pray for it.
Amen. Praying for these ministries, that the good news of Jesus may continue to go out, that the gospel will continue to be proclaimed. And thanks be to God for Lutheran Indian Ministries and the work that you're doing to bring that good news of Jesus to all people.
Well, I'm blessed to have this opportunity. I see it as something God has blessed me to do, and without him, I could not be where I am today. I simply know where I came from, and I know the circumstances of my past, and God is gracious and good, and gave me a vision for something, and that's what we've been building on.
Indeed, indeed. Anything else about Lutheran Indian Ministries you'd like to share with us before as we wrap up our conversation today?
Well, I just want to encourage everybody to share the story of our ministry. I think if you go on the website and you'll see some of those stories. I was mentioning this Pastor Bob Prue, who's just about to be entering into the ministry with us in the training program. As well, I baptized his little baby just recently. So we've been blessed, and we thank him for it, and we just I want to share that with you and have you share in our experience, because what God is doing through us is a blessing to the whole church.
Well, thank you very much for being our guest this morning, Dr. Don Johnson, Executive Director of Lutheran Indian Ministries. And thanks so much for sharing some time with us. Again, the website, LutheranIndianMinistries.org, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Very good. Thank you so much for being our guest this morning on His Time, sharing with us about Lutheran Indian Ministries, Dr. Johnson.
You're welcome, Andy.
God's blessings.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the daily New Testament reading. Hope that you can join us for that, listeners, today as we dig into God's Word. We're going to study Mark chapter 12 today, verses 13 through 27, with Pastor Paul Meske from Christ Lutheran Church in Brooksville, Florida. Stick around for more His Time coming up right after AP Radio News and the weather right here on Worldwide KFUO.